2020. Is there any reports for today?
I got the, we had 31 calls for the month of, month of June. We're at about 195 for the year so far, which is probably, I want to say 50 or 60, at least below where we were last year. So compared to where we were last year, it's been kind of a slow start to the year. I guess probably mostly because for the first part of the year, nobody was really doing anything. Outside of that, I don't have any updates on the ladder truck, Hutch. I don't know if you do.
No, no. We did have a meeting on the final engineering drafts. We were able to sign off on those, so now we're just waiting for the truck to hit the actual production line. Once we get that, we'll have an online access. We'll follow the progress of it. More than happy to share with you guys so you can track
okay.
See where it is in the process.
Okay, great. Any quick update on any of the grants that are out there? Probably not with everything stalemated.
Yeah, as far as I know, there's been nothing on any of the grants.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Anything, I know we got some things to discuss on a new business, Hutch. So anything from the councils, any questions first before we go into new business? Because we don't have really much, but the new business is pretty important to get through.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. So that being said, I did call Ed today and got a little rundown. So if you want to explain to the rest of the members, exactly what we're looking at for the COVID point system resolution. I'm hoping, Hutch, after a conversation, we can do this resolution for September. I know we have April to a deadline, but the sooner the better, as soon as we can figure out, what it looks like in terms of, the restrictions that the firefighters were put on. Or so if you can just kind of introduce it to the rest of the council. That'd be great.
Basically, when this whole thing started, the New York State Association of Fire Chiefs, as well as the Firemen's Association of the State of New York, proposed to the state legislature a COVID concession for the LOSAP program, the Length of Service Awards program, in short, which is the retirement incentive. Which we just started 3 or 4 years ago. Basically, what it is, it's a point system based on your activity with the department. You have to have 50 points for the year. 25 of those points have to come from attending 10% of the total calls of the department. The other 25 has to be made up through drills, meetings, and those are department meetings, so we're limited to four of those, which we've had none this year, as well as work details and things of that nature. There's caps put on each category where you can earn points. Obviously, with the COVID crisis, there was an issue with members not being able to attend. We actually had the firehouse pretty much locked down unless it was an alarm, a fire, or a detail to maintain equipment, and even that was limited to how many members would be present. So basically what FASNY and the State Fire Chiefs Association foresaw an issue with this, they knew it was going to be a problem for members to be able to attain the other 25 points. The calls typically isn't a problem, getting that 10%. But it's that other 25. It's difficult on a 12-month calendar. Now we've shortened it to 8. So that's really created an issue with people being able to accumulate their points to qualify for the incentive. Ed Houlihan from PennFlex forwarded some information, and they are the contracted vendor for the city. from the state comptroller's office, and they're willing to keep the forms that are necessary to put this process in play, so that members would be awarded the points for their activity during the crisis. What it would allow for is up to 5 points per month that the shutdown is actually in progress.
So that would be up to, but there's the range depending on the activity reduction of the members, correct?
Correct. As far as we're concerned, we are pretty much shut down. We left it up to the captains, or the chief left it up to the captains to assign people to maintain equipment. So, for example, you know, on a Saturday, two members would go and take care of the air packs, or make sure the trucks are fueled, or, you know, matters that are typically safety issues for us. You know, make sure that equipment's in proper working order. So it wasn't open to every member as any drill or work detail would be. So people wouldn't necessarily receive the credit that they normally would for showing up for a detail such as that.
So would it be kind of, I know it's going to be kind of a little bit of a number situation, but have a comparison from, because this is going to be backdated, to March when the shutdown happened,
right.
A window of what last year looked for some of the members and this year with the reduction, is that something we can look at in terms of how to approach this in a standard kind of year to now the reduction, so we can kind of actually see what the kind of, you know, picture snapshot of it look like?
Yeah, if you look at a two-month window, typically there would have been 4 to 5 special details or events, department meeting, as well as 16 drills. So that's a good number of points that they would have lost out on. The 16 drills would have been 16 points. If they only attended drills at one station, it would have been 8 points. But the special details, say an event after a fire where you've got to clean equipment, they would have lost that.
Okay. Now, when did you guys resume back, you know, to a little bit more normalcy at the department, you know, with the trainings and things?
Tony, do you know the date that you lifted that?
I don't know the date. I could probably look back through and see exactly when we started doing it. We kind of did this a little bit at a time, I think. But I want to say it was sometime in May, I believe, when we started to kind of ease back into it.
Okay.
But I'm sure I can look back through you know, my correspondence with the other chiefs and officers
and
kind of figure it out.
Okay.
So my understanding is, you know, for the rest of the committee is that we're going to have to look at the numbers, draft a resolution to amend, you know, for the COVID, and then we'll have to, you know, bring it to the council,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the approval. So is it realistic to try to see if we can get this resolution, you know, prepared for the committee for September, so we can, you know, like I said, I know April is the deadline, but like I don't want to sit on it and kind of, you know, so if we can kind of put something together, what it's going to snapshot look like, and then we can bring it back in September here, so the rest of the committee can look at it and then, you know, approve it to go to the full council. Does that work with you guys?
Right. I haven't looked at the criteria for qualification for the members. I wasn't able to put the drop box item. But that would be the thing I would go by, is what the qualifying factors would be. And anybody who qualifies under that, I would recommend awarding the points. I wouldn't base it on prior years, because from any given year, you'll have a member who will make the points the following year. They may not. But if they were making alarms and getting their, if they were showing up for alarms, that would be the people that I would be looking at. As a caveat, there were a couple of members who avoided answering alarms or doing any type of activity just because of maybe some health concerns or their needs. So we have to take that into consideration as well. And these are people who have in the past typically participated in the process.
Yeah, and we're, and you know, in the course of the year, we're talking a small sampling anyway.
Exactly.
You know, we're talking, so yeah, it's not like that we're doing a 6-8 comparison. So I agree. I think, you know, leaving up to you guys, figuring out the activities, reduction, and coming up with, you know, what you guys feel for the number, and then we can discuss, you know, September, and, you know, move this, you know, forward.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it's going to be a small sampling of the number of members that we have who are active. I'd say up to 60% of our members don't qualify during any given year for the program. 50 to 60% don't qualify anyways. But we have to take into consideration as well the people who have actively participated in the past and maybe what their circumstances were this year in particular as to why they weren't answering alarms or whatever. I know of one or two in particular that just stayed away just because of health concerns, not only for themselves, but for elderly family members.
And they were up until that point very active.
I'm not comfortable penalizing anyone, you know, for, you know, for, you know, being, you know, in that
overly
situation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, especially with, you know, their, you know, active status and past history, it's, you know, obviously there's a reason why this is put into play, and that's the consideration of the length of, you know, the issues, you know, the volunteer firefighters had to go through, and, you know, reduction, you know, of their activities for this reason. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't know about the rest of the committee. Do you have any questions regarding this?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. So I think, you know, I think right now, you know, if we will just leave it where next month we'll hopefully put this together as a resolution, you know, to go to the council. Okay. Does that work for you guys, Tim and Anthony?
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's
hello? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys, I came in late because of having problems, but I'm not really hearing the full issue of what's happening.
Okay. If you want to give them a quick, because I know that they have another meeting coming up. So if you want to do... Malachi, basically, what's going on is that due to the COVID and a lot of reduction in the activity with the firefighters, they were unable to do certain activities that will entitle them to their point systems through the retirement. And there's a law that has been passed, you know, that we can adopt an amendment to give the firefighters their points during that reduction time. And so what the guys, Tim and Anthony's going to do is come up, you know, with that, you know, kind of resolution, you know, that we can look at for next month to go to the full council with the amendment, because we have to approve the amendment to allow the firefighters to get their point system. get their points during that time.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So is there anything else that I'm missing, guys, in terms of this meeting?
I don't have anything else.
No.
Okay, great. I appreciate you guys. I know, Tim, you're working, and Anthony, you're working on your tan. So if you guys have it, if the council has any other questions, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, most important.
Second?
Yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion is accepted.
Remember, police committee, guys, come on back at 6.
Thank you, guys, and have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.